Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, between now and the January 13th deadline, there's an opportunity to challenge the new FCC National Broadband Map to make sure that your broadband situation in your area is accurately depicted. I had the opportunity to speak with OSU's Brian Whitaker, who tells us more.
So now we finally have a map where you can go in and actually find your house, your barn, and see what providers are supposedly offering service at that location.
And why is this so important?
So this map is what's going to be used to dole out the about $40 billion in broadband funds that were passed in the Infrastructure Act this past year. So the more households that show up on the map in Oklahoma that do not have service, the more money we're going to get. So we want everybody with terrible connection to go in there and just verify that the data does show they have a bad connection.
Whitaker says the process is pretty easy.
So the map itself is pretty easy to find. If you just look up FCC broadband map, it should be the first thing that pops up. And you should be able to type in any address in the entire country, and it should pop up your actual location. And so the first thing that you should be able to do is actually click on the little dot that represents your house. And up there on the map, there will be a list of every provider that says they offer service to you. And some of those you might not know offered service to you. And that might be a thing you can go in and say, hey, maybe I need to sign up with these guys or at least check them out. The alternative is if they say they offer service and you know they don't, that's something you need to challenge. And that's part of this challenge process that we're underway with right now.
To view the map of your area, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and fill out the information there. Well, Americans are paying up to 40% more for their vegetables than in 2021, and drought is a big reason for the price hike. A new report from Daily Mail says the increase is due in large part to states that grow fresh produce getting hit with water cuts because of droughts and storms destroying some crops as well. For example, Arizona produces 90% of the leafy greens in the U.S. and experienced its worst drought in 1,200 years. Water levels in the Colorado River are also dramatically low, cutting down on the amount of water available to farmers. No relief is coming for Arizona's farmers as officials will cut Arizona's water intake from the Colorado River by 21% starting on January the 1st next year. The nation's top agricultural state, California, also getting hurt by severe drought. The biggest increase was a 38% jump in the price of fresh and dry vegetables. And of course, here in Oklahoma, along with Texas and Kansas, we are no stranger to the drought situation. You've got farm news on Ron. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.